She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Do you ever feel like you just can't do everything alone? I know I do. And sometimes it's hard to ask for help. Today, I'm talking to the terrific Cornell Thomas about helping others. Cornell is a basketball coach, trainer, life coach, motivational speaker, and author. He's one of my favorite people, and I'm happy to have him back on the show. Welcome, Cornell.
Great. Thanks so much for having me again.
So let's dive right in. Now, tell me a little bit about, when it comes to helping others, what are some things that you recommend?
Well, see, for me, I'm looking at it on this point of view where a lot of people think when it comes to helping other people that it has to be something financially, and it's not that. It could be a small gesture like holding the door for someone. It could be just giving someone your ear and giving them your time. This past week, I was in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, speaking, and, you know, I kind of talked about my background and my story, and I've had people come up to me afterwards and say, man, you know, what you said really resonated with me. That really helped me. That's not me giving them money. That's not me doing anything but talking to them and sharing my story. So I think we can help in different ways. We just have to understand that our mission on this earth is to help other people. It's not just all about us.
No, and it's so true. And you're right, because I think a lot of people think that in order to help others, we need to give them money. But there's so many ways we can help other people. Like you said, Cornell, just, you know, even listening or giving advice or, you know, lending or giving our time, you know, right? Because I think for a lot of us, time is such an issue. But just giving a little bit of our time to people will really help.
Oh, for sure. I'm with you 100%. And, you know, my thing is we live in such a me-dominated society that people don't realize that you feel so much better when you help someone. Like when I do even something like holding the door, you just see like a chain reaction when you pay it forward, and it comes back to you exponentially. So I think if people look at it that way also, like when you give, man, you get. So give as much as you can, because things, that good karma is going to come right back your way.
You know, and I'm going to even go one step further by saying smile at others. I notice such a difference when I'm walking down the street and I smile at someone and the smile comes right back at you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, also, Dre, you have such a great smile. That's why, people
Cornell.
Are just like, okay. but you're so right. I mean, I was in New York City yesterday and I'm walking and it's like everybody that I walk past just seemed so unhappy. And when you do find that one person that's smiling at you or gives you a nod or says hi, it just brightens up your day. Like, wow, there's someone actually having a great day. So let me have a good day too. So you're right. Just a small gesture of like smiling. I just think like my whole life, like every day I wake up and I help other people. And I cannot tell you how rewarding that is. It makes me feel so good because I know that I'm changing lives just like you and Lisa do on your show and all the other, you know, ventures that you guys do. So there's nothing better than that. You wake up with purpose, and I wouldn't trade that for the world.
You know, Cornell, I know that you have the most adorable little son, and I have three kids, and I want to talk a little bit about, you know, helping others when it comes to our kids. How do we inspire, as parents, how do we inspire our kids to help others and understand that it's such an important factor, or such an important thing that they need to be doing so that it does come back to them?
Well, one of the first things that we learn as a kid is to what? To share, right? So even if you don't want to, you're taught to share. A friend of mine in Seattle, what she did since her kids were about 4 years old is she takes them to soup kitchens to help during the holidays. And she also has them donate their toys to kids in their school that don't have the means to have toys for Christmas. And I just thought that was really cool. I was like, man, here a kid is at 3-4 years old learning that, hey, let me help someone else and brighten their day. So I think if you plant the seed early, then you're going to end up with a kid that's just going to help others and look to serve others. If you ignore that to the early years and just give them what they want and don't have them help anybody, so you're going to have a teenager that's just going to think about themselves.
Now, what about if you have children or teenagers that you could see just are so not into helping others or so, let's say a little bit on the lazy side, what are some things that you can do to inspire them to help you?
Well, I think your actions. I mean, when Bryce looks at me and his mom, you know, we help people so much. You know, it's not like we're selfish people. So I think if you're selfish yourself and your kids seeing that, I mean, you're their first role model. They're looking at you, you know, or bring them around people or bring them places where people are giving. That's my main thing with Bryce. Bryce is going to get such an education in helping because the people that are in my circle are such givers and help people all the time. So he's going to see it right in front of his face. And just like if you know, the adverse situation of that, if you bring him somewhere where everybody's selfish, no one cares about each other. They're probably going to rub off on them too.
Now, I know that you're a basketball coach. How do you bring what you do to the kids that you teach?
It's funny that you say that because I just had this conversation this morning. The kids don't realize that I'm hitting them with life lessons when I coach them. Like, now, get it? Like, the kids have been moving for a really long time. But our main thing is cause over self. It's all about the cause. We're going to work together as a team. And if you have someone that isn't as good as you or is having problems with the drill, everybody's going to work to get that person through it. So that's how we help each other, just by being the best teammates that we can. And when I was in junior college coaching, we used a phrase called Ubuntu, which we got from, actually I got from Boston Celtics. Doc Rivers was coaching at the time. And basically what that means is we're only as good as the person next to us. And that's what I use for my kids.
I love that you say that. And I know team sports are such a great way for people to learn how to help each other. My son plays rep soccer, and he plays quite a bit. And I know that that's really helped to develop his, you know, working together as a team and not being, it's not always about the I, but really being about working together. Because at the end of the day, it is, you're only as good as your team, right? I mean, you could try and shine, but you still need the help from others. And whether it's on a team sport or whether it's in everyday life, you still need help from other people.
100% true. Sports, are the best thing for a child's development, especially. You know, you put them in sports early and they learn how to win and how to lose graciously both ways. And they learn how to interact with kids that aren't like them. And I think that's just the awesome thing about sports. And that's why, you know, as soon as Bryce starts running, we're going to put him in some type of team sport where he can learn to help others and take criticism and all the other good stuff.
And what do you do for someone who isn't a good, like, I know this is a little bit off topic, but I'm just curious because you just brought it up. What about for those, because you're coaching a basketball team and you're working with children all the time, what about those who don't take losing so graciously? What are some recommendations that you can give to them? Because it is a life lesson they need to learn.
Yeah, well, I give the same lessons to the adult, you know, when I do consultations. There's plenty of adults that can't lose graciously either. You know, so that's all across the board. You know, what I tell my kids is, you have to look for the lesson in the loss. Now, if you don't look for, if you don't see the lesson in your loss, and you're so clouded by the fact that you guys lost the game, you don't see the lesson. Like, well, what did you do to get this loss? What happened? You know, maybe you didn't work as a team. Maybe you didn't communicate. If you get the lessons from the loss, then you can fix it to get your next win. And it's the same thing, you know, in terms of, you know, when we're an adult. You know, if I go for a job and you get the job over me, I can't look over like, oh, well, I hate Andrew. I have to look at it like, okay, well, what did I do wrong to not get this job? And then I can fix it.
I love that you said that, Cornell. Well, thank you so much for being on our show today. We're out of time, and it went by really, really quickly. Follow Cornell on Twitter at Cornell Thomas. You can also visit his website at powerofpositivity.net. Cornell, you're awesome, and I love having you on the show.
The best. Thank you so much, Andrew.
I'm Andrew Donsky, along with Lisa Davis, who isn't here today. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.